streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Americans got their first look at the new Democratic presidential ticket at a rally in Philadelphia last night. At the top, Vice President Harris.
I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future.
She introduced her newly chosen running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Over those next 91 days and every day in the White House, I'll have Vice President Harris's back.
The Democratic duo raked in more than $20 million in a day. They head to battleground Michigan and Wisconsin next. Less than a month after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the Justice Department says it's uncovered another plot to kill the former president, this one involving a Pakistani citizen who'd spent time in Iran and traveled to New York City to try to hire a hitman. CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinograd.
Law enforcement officials received a tip and then reportedly used a range of tools and tactics to catch him engaging in criminal behavior.
Iran's vowed to retaliate for the 2020 killing of military chief Qasem Soleimani. Four hotel workers in Milwaukee have been charged with being a party to felony murder in a case that's drawing parallels to George Floyd's death.
According to a criminal complaint, the four employees dragged Devontae Mitchell out of the Hyatt Hotel after Mitchell entered a women's bathroom. The court says they held him on his stomach for 8 or 9 minutes until he died. Mitchell's widow, De'Asia Harmon, says of the charges filed,
I'm grateful that they're charging them with something. I'm not satisfied. They should have done it a long time ago.
The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner last week determined that Mitchell had drugs in his system and that he died from restraint asphyxia. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Tropical storm Debbie still dumping heavy rain over parts of the South. Meteorologist Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center.
The biggest threat, especially with the slow motion, is the rainfall that Debbie's going to produce. For parts of South Carolina and North Carolina, we're expecting upwards of 10 to 20 inches. Some areas maybe as much as 25 inches. I mean, this could bring catastrophic flooding to any of those areas.
Heavy storms flooded streets and highways in New York, and there will be more to come when Debbie moves north later this week. All-time leading scorer Kevin Durant helped the U.S. men's basketball team move on to the Olympic semifinals after routing Brazil. On tap for today,
American sprinter Noah Lyles will be back on the track for the 200-meter semifinals. He's hoping to repeat his win in the 100, a photo finish decided by 0.005 of a second.
CBS's Wendy Gillette from Paris. And after 40 years, EPA's done it about face, issued an emergency order suspending the use of a weed killer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County EMT is accused of inappropriately touching a teen in an ambulance. Roger Kiefer has been charged with second-degree sexual assault after allegedly inappropriately touching a 17-year-old girl during a hospital transfer. According to a criminal complaint, Kiefer performed an exam on the girl who had overdosed on medication while transporting her between hospitals. Kiefer had been fired from a previous job for a similar accusation. The Kenosha County Board has a new member. Julia Robinson was appointed last night to the vacant 5th District seat. She previously served on the Kenosha Common Council and currently leads the County Board of Health. There were 7 people that applied, and she was picked by the board chair. Last night, other supervisors gave their okay. Her appointment fills the vacancy left by former supervisor Brian Thomas's resignation. The Robinson appointment will last until the spring. Construction continues along Highway 20. The work in Mount Pleasant will be going on for a few more months. Crews are resurfacing 1 mile of road between 90th and Oaks Road, repaving 1.5 miles between Oaks and 31, and making various bridge and sidewalk improvements. The project is expected to be completed by late fall, with traffic still moving in both directions. And Racine Unified has a new app. It's meant to streamline communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. The app is available for download on both iOS and Android devices. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big with, after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. Wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
I went to a wedding last week, and I hate weddings. That's why I like to mess with the married people, because I'm really bitter. Because I'm single still. Comedy keeps me busy. I travel all around, but I want to get married one day, but I just think marriage have changed over the years. Men and women look at marriage differently. When women talk about marriage, it's a happy occasion. I'm getting married. I got my ring. I got my colors picked out. I got four of my fat friends to stand next to me. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be wonderful. No, their dress is ugly. Mine is beautiful. It's not the same for men. When men talk about marriage with our friends, it sounds like something you get diagnosed with. Did you hear what happened to Charles? No, what? He's getting married. No! He was such a nice guy. When did he find out? She told him yesterday at dinner. Is there anything that we could do for him? No, the invitations already went out. There's nothing we can do. Charles is terminal.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Don Rosen. God only knows what I'd be without.
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 Starting off the morning with the Beach Boys. God only knows. 610 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me today. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy is going to be my in-studio guest. We'll talk about his district, the city of Racine, find out what's going on all around us. That's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning right here at WRJN. What a day today. Sunny, 76 the high, clear tonight. Low 66, sunny tomorrow, high 79. Right now, it is perfect out there. It's dry, no humidity. Sunny, 68 degrees in Radio Park. Marvin Gaye, I heard it through the grapevine. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. They'll always be the dancing raisins to me.
So funny.
It is 6:13 in WRJN, local news and timeless hits. We got the Brewers coming up this afternoon. They'll take on the Braves in Hotlanta at 5:45.
Love me do.
So please.
say, what was the first Beatles song that was a hit? It was Love Me Do. That was their first song. They recorded and made it to America. People think it's I Want to Hold Your Hand for some reason, but it was Love Me Do. Well, it's all around the same time. They had like five songs on the charts at the same time, so maybe it doesn't matter. Hey, it's 6:16, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up at 7:25 this morning. Well, here's a good hack, if you can do it. If your home feels cluttered, try organizing it in 15-minute chunks. Pick one area to work on each day, and it won't feel overwhelming. Your place should start feeling a lot less cluttered within a few weeks. Doesn't work. About two years ago, maybe a little less, my wife said, we got to get in the basement. We have three rooms in the basement. One of them is really cluttered with boxes and stuff. And she said, let's start throwing stuff out. Every day, just take a box and throw, you know, whatever in it, go through it and throw out if you don't want it. So the first box was all my 45 RPM records. And I said, you know what? I'm never going to play these again. So I took the whole box of 45 RPM records and threw it in the garbage in the backyard. That was it. When the garbage truck came, I watched it as the records went streaming into the garbage truck, and I was all depressed. And they didn't throw out any more boxes since. I guess it could work if you really, you know, got to get rid of this stuff. They were my 45 RPM records. Oh, man. It was such classic Beatles 45 RPM. I don't know if anybody would have wanted them, but she said, we got to get the clutter out of here. And she was right. We got to get the clutter out. But, you know, it's hard throwing stuff out. It really is. You know, but when you think about it, you know, when you're gone, is anybody going to care about this junk? Probably not. 6:18 at WRGN Local News, timeless hits.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain, so I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
I just stuck my beak out the door. Beautiful morning, just gorgeous. Dry air, nice breeze, the sun is shining, clear skies. And this crow, I think it was a crow, screaming in the bushes with a real deep voice. Oh, oh, oh. I don't know what that was all about.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
I feel like this is the beginning. Though I've loved you for a million years. And if I thought our love was today, I'd find myself drowning in love, dear. Whoa, whoa, you are the sunshine of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around, yeah, yeah. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely.
Cleveland Wonder, and you're the sunshine of my life, 624 WRJN. I got a poll here. I found the average American has 4 to 5 friends, which is basically the same as things were 50 years ago. But 42% wish they could be closer and spend more time with their friends. I don't think I have 4 to 5 friends. I can think of maybe one. I mean, I'm friendly, but I mean friends that you hang out with. I think I only got one. I don't think I even have two. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Sweet delight.
There's a movie coming out called A Complete Unknown. It's the upcoming Bob Dylan biopic starring Timothy Chalamet as the famed musician. Lands in theaters Christmas Day, hitting the big screen on December 25th. Can't wait to see it.
Lay, 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 lay across my big grass bed. Lay, lay, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
You know, I was looking at that picture of Timothy Chalamet as Bob Dylan. In the publicity photo, he looks just like him. He's got the curly hair, the glasses. He's got the shape of the head. He just looks like Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan actually was an actor for a short time. He was in a Western called Pat Garrett and the Billy the Kid. Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. He wrote the theme song for the movie, too. And I think that was with James Coburn and Kris Kristofferson. Yeah.
He was also in another movie, a 4.5-hour movie, something in Ronaldo. I forget the complete name of it, but he didn't really cut it as an actor, I guess. Hey, according to science, it really does hurt to think, but not in the way you might expect. You see, a study senior author explains the hurt like this. In general, people really dislike mental efforts of thinking. In other words, it hurts people to think. People don't like to think. They didn't need a study. I could have told them that.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Kenosha County Board has a new member. Julia Robinson was appointed last night to the vacant 5th District seat. She previously served on the Kenosha Common Council and currently leads the County Board of Health. There were 7 people that applied, and she was picked by the board chair. Last night, other supervisors gave their okay. Her appointment fills the vacancy left by former Supervisor Brian Thomas's resignation. The Robinson appointment will last until the spring. Construction continues along Highway 20. The work in Mount Pleasant will be going on for a few more months. Crews are resurfacing 1 mile of road between 90th and Oaks Road, repaving 1.5 miles between Oaks and 31, and making various bridge and sidewalk improvements. The project is expected to be completed by late fall, with traffic still moving in both directions. And Racine Unified has a new app. It's meant to streamline communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. The app is available for download on both iOS and Android devices. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The dairy industry continuing to review the federal milk marketing order reform guidelines that were released about a month ago. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And I'll tell you what, Wisconsin dairy producers better pay attention. Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist in River Falls, says although these federal milk orders may not decide prices, they definitely influence them.
When you're thinking of what the federal orders do and what they are, is to think of them almost as a traffic cop for dairy markets. They don't set the prices. The market sets the prices. They're a mechanism in which a lot of our trafficking policing happens within dairy pricing, right? They're the mechanism in which some of the math happens, in which some of the transmission of information, price discovery, information, things like this happen. So oftentimes you'll hear somebody say, oh, federal orders set a minimum price. No, they don't set it. The market does.
Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist at River Falls, he said, ultimately, the dairy industry will vote on a yes or no on these federal milk order reforms. He said, yes means you agree to adopt the changes. No means getting rid of the orders entirely. So critical to stay in communication with your dairy cooperative. Markets next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 2 cents to $1.91. 40-pound block cheese, a penny lower at $1.84. Double A butter stood still at $3.10.5. On the closing bell, December corn finished 3.75 cents higher at $4.07. November new crop beans were up 13.5 on Monday, 10.40¾. September wheat a half cent higher, 5.39¼. Not a real good day for dairy. The September class 3 milk dropped 68 cents to $19.77. October was down 41. 20.23 hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stood on a Tuesday morning. I'm PM Yankee.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
I like to wait till it's quiet, and then I say something awkward a lot of times. You know, like, I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, and I was on the exercise bike, and it was close to closing time. And this heavyset lady came and sat on the bike right next to me, and she goes, "I'm here to lose weight." And I was like, "Well, you waited till the last minute, didn't you?" You know, I still laugh at things I know I shouldn't, man. But some things are just too funny, you know? Like when people fall down. That's funny. Right? You know what's funny about that is? You don't even know if they're all right yet. Right? And for like a split second, you just don't care. Because they could be bleeding right in front of you. Ooh, dang, buddy, all right? Holy cow.
The girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on
start your Christmas shopping early. Got a great gift idea for you here. Dolce & Gabbana is selling a new perfume for dogs. It's called Fefe. 3.5-ounce bottle. It costs just over $100. Now, they say it's been approved by vets, lasts all day, and the dogs really seem to love the scent. Sounds perfect to me. Maybe I'll try some. 6:39. Local news and timeless hits for you.
Now we're
Hey, coming up in the next hour, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy is going to be here. And we'll talk to him about his district, the city of Racine. We'll get all that good stuff. That's coming up in the next hour. Sunny today. Highs near 76. Clear tonight. Low 66. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs near 79. Right now, sunny and 68 degrees here at Radio Park.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be.
Sits with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Reflections at WRJN. All right, there's a report out now on bargain hunting. Are you a bargain hunter? It includes a list of things that are priced way too high and stuff that we feel it's worth the price. Maybe not surprisingly, the price of gasoline topped the too high list. It reminds me, my tank is on empty. I got that little message, low fuel, was coming in this morning. Fast food is the runner-up on the too expensive list, and I think they know it. Because they're trying to come out with these bargain meals now, these value meals, extra value meals, because they know it's priced too high. I went out the other day, I think to Popeyes we went out to, and it was $25 for two people. Wow. All right, meat and fish, number three on the list, automobiles, smartphones, eggs, clothing, personal care items, snacks, and medicine, also on the too high list. When asked what's worth paying more for these days, smartphones, which was on the too high list, came out number one. Appliances, next most worth it. Followed by computers, laptops, personal care items, TVs, laundry materials, coffee, clothing, shoes, and skincare. What about doctors? I mean, these people save your life. I think it's worth it. You know, the lesson to be learned here, just give folks their money's worth, and they'll be very happy. 645 WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on in Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota.
It's worth a look.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Night. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN coming up in the next hour. 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy is going to be here. We're going to talk about everything going on in the city of Racine and his district as well. But first, here comes Kingman. There's Louie Louie.
Louie. Oh, no.
apparently this place of business can rest easily now. A man left an apology note after robbing a California restaurant two times in 1 week. You ready for this note? Sorry, need money for drugs, but I won't come back. Well, I guess that's something positive, right? Hope he keeps his word. Hey, we're looking for sunshine today with a high near 76 degrees. Clear tonight, low 66. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 79. Right now it's sunny at 68 degrees here at Radio Park. We've got baseball coming up today. We've got the Brewers, 5:45 p.m. against the Braves in Atlanta.
When I die and the name is best, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. Prepare yourself, you know it's a must. Gonna have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky. He's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky. That's where you're gonna go.
It's 6:58. WRJN.